Audioboo. I'm standing on a rather breezy Crowborough railway station platform. This isn't the usual station that I travel home from my parents from, but their line currently has 3 landslips on it, and it's closed. The whole line's closed between Tunbridge and Battle, I think. Quite a big section of it. So I'm in Crowborough, and I'm catching the train down up to Clapham Junction, and well, changing at Oxted, then Clapham Junction, then a bus. It's going to be a bit of a trek, so I thought I'd treat you to a bit of it, see how we go. Mum went off a few moments ago. Vance is a little bit unhappy, therefore, in the train. Have diesel trains on this section of line. If you think the whole of southern England is electrified, it isn't the case. And a door for me, Vance. That door? Good boy. Is it open on its own? No, it's not. Okay. Okay, go on then.
Oxted, calling out Erich, Ashurst, Let's go up here. Edinburgh, Evenbridge Town, First Green, and Oxted.
Now, Vance, just wait, please. Head out. Good lad. You're going to go underneath them. Go on. Right under. Good boy. Well done. Hello. Well, eventually Clapham Junction, but via Oxted, I suppose.
Do you need help here?
I should be okay, but it presumably we'll come in on platform one, will we?
Do you want to change at Oxted?
What's the easiest one? Is Hurst Green easier? Or?
No, I'd say you're off at Oxted.
At Oxted, okay.
The gap is much smaller as well.
Oh, right, okay, that's so fine.
Oxted and then just wait for a train
on the same platform. Yeah, so, okay, no problem.
You're welcome, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for travelling with Southern. We hope you had a pleasant journey and look forward to you travelling with us again.
Come on,
Evans.
Here you come.
We are now approaching Oxford.
Turn around.
This train terminates here. All change.
Go on, head in.
Please ensure that you take all your personal belongings with you when leaving the train. Thank you for travelling with Southern. We hope you had a pleasant journey and look forward to you travelling with us again.
There, Vance. Good boy. Sit for me. Sit. Thank you. Wait there, Vance. And we are here. Thank you. Go, Vance.
This is Oxford, our final destination.
Hop off. Good lad, Howdy. And we shall just stand here and wait for another train to come here.
Wait. Back and
get
us
standing here in a sort of bus shelter-like thing, cold metal poles. And the train just came in on from the Uxfield direction. It's still sitting in front here, its engine idling. And I think it's just about to pull away. It's heard the signal to the driver. train needs to get out of the way so that the one up to London can come in. Maybe it's not going to move. Train on this up to East Croydon, and then got to get a bus or something. Should be a long one. It's stopping quite quickly. Go to the next one then. Go on, keep going. Go for the next one. In the door. In the door. Wait there.
Is the Southern service to London Victoria. We are now approaching Clapham Junction. Please mind the gap between the platform and the train.
Right, friends. Good lad. Good lad, Franz. Wait there. Okay, we're going to go forward. Not today. Not today. Come on. We're going left here. Fine, left. And we'll walk down a little bit. Come on, not today, Vance. Come on, please. Straight on. Right, so we shall pause here. Wait there, Vance. And theoretically, just come there. There is a train, the Reading train, is due in on this platform, platform 11, if this is platform 11, in about 2 minutes' time. That's the theory.
You okay for which one you need?
Sorry?
You okay for
Yeah, I think so. This is platform 11, isn't it?
Yeah, and you
That's good, the Reading train.
Yeah, the next one in.
Perfect, Three. Thank you very much.
Just approaching.
Perfect, thank you. Hang on, Vance. Oh, it's coming in quite fast. Vance, turn around, now. Go on, we'll go along a bit, Vance. Keep going, Vance, straight on. Straight on. Safe, Vance. Go on, get on, Vance. Sorry. Come on, Vance, please. Come on, sorry. Vance, get on! Come on then, Vance, find the door. Come on. Get on, come on. Turn around. Turn around. Thank you, Vance. Sit there then. Good boy. Around the curve that takes trains coming off the circular line from Kingston and brings them into Twickenham, facing towards London again. So this train will be reversing and going off to Reading, and we will be alighting. Going to find a service bus. Right there, Vance. Wait. Thank you. Steady. Steady, Vance. And off. Good lad. Going right. Sorry. Oh, come on then, Vance. We're off. On you go, Vance. Straight on. Not today. Straight on, please. Good lad, Vance. Find a way for me. Go on, let's go. Good boy. Yep, good boy. Get the front steps. And we didn't come down here yesterday because England was playing Ireland, I think, at Twickenham Stadium, which is nearly swapped the road. On you go, Vance. Hey, wait for me. Silly dog. Steady for me, Vance. Right. We're not going to... Let's just go left. Find left, Vance. Let's go left. Can we go left? No, we can't go left. All right, then. Good boy. Come on, find left. That's it, find left. And left again, Vance. All right, steady, find left. That's it, big boy. Oh, giddy aunt. Find left, please, Vance. Come on, come on.
Vance, will you get on, please?
Thank you very much. Whew. And back at this railway again. Come on, leave it, Vance. Leave it. Leave it.
Leave it. Vance, you get on. You stop messing me about.
That was, I think, the back entrance where I tried to go left on top of the stairs. So, you see how big the loop we had to do instead. On the way back, please. Good. On you go. Steady for me. Good boy. Vance, will you just stand a second? Good boy. All you're getting is wind noise, so I will come back when I find the bus stop, which is a few more hundred metres up this way. You know, sometimes you really have to love bus drivers. I realised that there was a bus fairly close to me, and my bag fell over, so I picked it up. I've got Vance to dash. And I couldn't tell exactly where the bus stop itself was, but the bus stopped, and I came up level with it, with the door, and he drove off. Lovely, aren't they? Anyway, I found the bus stop now, I think. It's always a bit further from Twickenham Station to here than I think it is. And Vance is a bit keen for the toilet. So he's sniffing everything. And not being particularly careful about where he's walking, bashed me into one post. That sounds like a bus going in the opposite direction. What we need is one going this way, funnily enough. And the reason why I'm going this way and not getting the rail replacement bus, well, the rail replacement bus takes ages to go via St. Margaret's, is cramped and busy, and it lands me at the station. And if I get this bus, it lands me much closer to home, and theoretically, it should be a little bit more comfortable to use. So we'll see if it actually turns up now. There should be a bus at some point. It frustrates me when. There a pain. Is that a bus coming? No, that's a bus going. Maybe another one coming? Ah, this is a bus, I think. He's gone straight past. Is this not a bus stop or something? No. Excuse me, you going to Richmond?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
Just that.
Thank you. Okay, go in there, Vance. Left. Quickly, left. Before I fall over, you silly dog. Thank you. Just stand there. Just sit. You're being very naughty, Vance. Thank you. All right, good boy. What happened there was I was trying to get to the wheelchair bay. Slipping heck. I'm now sliding up on the... I'm perched on the rail and sliding along. So what happened was I got within an arm's length of it and then the bus driver pulled away. And I was trying to get Vance to go left into the bay, which he wouldn't do. And I had my case in the other hand, so I couldn't grab anything and ended up spread-eagled around the post. Oh, how elegant. I have to say, I think this driver is practicing to... apparently I've got low battery. This driver's practicing for next year's Grand Prix season, or maybe even this year's Grand Prix season. Does he really need to take these bends at this speed? It's ridiculous. I'm perching on the rail that runs alongside the wheelchair area, and I'm slightly nervous about leaning back too hard on the window behind me, having. My parents taped a programme on Transport for London and the buses, including showing somebody apparently being kicked out the window of an of a double decker, the upstairs window of a double decker. And if a window can come out that easily, I don't think I'm going to put too much weight on it sitting here. Nearly there now. We're just crossing the bridge into Richmond. Back onto the south side of the Thames. And in a few moments' time, we'll be getting off this mad bus. It'd be nice not to be travelling anymore once we make it back. Taken 3 hours from Crowborough, is that right? It's 4:45. Yes, possibly. Seems a very long time, ridiculously long time, in fact. Oh dear. Sorry, Vance. Try not to turn your tail. Okay, let's go. Right, left. Good lad. Stand there.
Good boy, let's go. Good lad. Recognise where we are, Vance. We're back. Run left for me. On the curb.
Forward, Vance. Thank you. Thanks.
Find the way, Vance. Find the curb. Going right. Come on, then. You find the way for me. Find the way. Come on.
And audio, this is where I leave you. Virtually back. So there we go. That was a long journey from Crowborough back to Richmond. No idea how far it is as a crow flies, but it's not that far. Anyway, back on the state thing. Bye for now. Actually, a quick correction. It wasn't nearly as late as I thought it was. It's just gone 7 o'clock. So from Crowborough to Flat took 2 hours and 15 minutes. But more like 3 hours if I factor in from driving for my parents. Still quicker than had I gone from their local station on the rail replacement bus and then done another rail replacement bus from Clapham to Richmond. That was due to take 4 hours. So, I'm not sure what to make of it. Anyway, that's it. Over and out from me. Bye for now.